Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah, our absolute pleasure, Alan. Now, looking at this Banking Royal Commission, as we mentioned there, it was opposed for a greatly long time. I think the first question, though, to ask is, well, what exactly will they be looking for? What are the set out of this Royal Commission actually looking for?
Well, they're not looking at compensating the victims of the bank per se yet. It's a little bit fluid. They're looking at this bank inquiry, this Royal Commission reporting over 14 months. They've got very quick terms of reference that have come up, but they can be changed. And there's been many Royal Commissions that have extended and explored further activities when they're uncovering some dastardly acts by various organisations. The Royal Commission into child sex was an example of an extension there, and that actually increased its scope. Now, if there's a change of government, this could increase its scope as well. But I don't think that we need to look really at what the terms of reference are now. I think that the government is going to look at some further problems along this road, that it's not going far enough. And also they've got some members of their own party, George Christian, or the coalition, George Christensen, Lou O'Brien, John Williams, who held a very good inquiry from the representing the National Party, and the Labor Party and the Greens and Xenophon, all involved in this, but he was heading it. And he's been pushing for this for quite some time. So they've got some quite strong and quite intelligent agitators within the coalition that are really looking for this. So I think that we're not out. I don't think that the Liberal National Party are really out of the woods with this yet. I think there's going to be quite a bit of an internal debate. The backflip, for example, there's a lot of conjecture about that. They talk about collapsing confidence in the financial system. I think that they had to bring this on because this is symptomatic of collapsing confidence in the government itself.
Hmm. Yeah, Malcolm Turnbull, as you mentioned there, he sort of came out and said, well, suddenly everybody's lost confidence in the banking system and this Royal Commission will restore confidence, presumably by saying, well, there aren't so many problems with the banking industry as we would like to think. But certainly, as you mentioned, or as somebody mentioned there, as I recall, a few people were saying it wasn't necessarily the bank's jobs, it wasn't necessarily the Royal Commission's jobs to restore confidence in the financial institutions, it was the Prime Minister's job to restore confidence.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the government is supposed to protect the population from inappropriate behaviour. We have defence forces. Now, we have major inappropriate behaviour from corporations as well, avoiding tax and so forth. But when we look at the finance sector, particularly the big four banks, we've got 51 reviews that have been going on since 2009. The cupboard is not bare with ailments that we're experiencing, and 12 of these reviews are still progressing, and it dates right back. I mean, even in 2008, the whistleblower named Jeff Morris was calling into a more research into this situation with the financial planning divisions of the Commonwealth Bank. Now, the Commonwealth Bank and the National Bank were two of the worst offenders, if you look at the parliamentary report. ANZ and Westpac, not so bad, but then they've got a litany of other misdemeanours that are of real concern. These are corporations that have been wreaking havoc. Now, I don't know whether I'm old-fashioned or peculiar, but if you were to rob a bank from their money, you would go to jail.
Mm.
If I were to rob a bank today, I would go to jail. We have evidence of fraud, forgeries, and what have you. I cannot detect anybody that has gone to jail, even though the parliamentary inquiry unearthed a massive amount of white-collar crime. I cannot see any executives that have been involved in this fraud by allowing it to permeate their institutions being punished as well. Many of those that were irresponsible in their management are being let off the hook. Some of these financial advisors that have been shown to be quite crooked were actually given promotions in their organisation. Don Wynn is an example of that in the Commonwealth Bank, for example, which was aired on the quite some time ago on the Four Corners program. So we have a massive problem with this, but I can take you right back with a litany of misdemeanours, and all of a sudden we had AUSTRAC coming on board not so long ago, where money was being laundered thousands and thousands of dollars a day, millions of dollars in the year for quite some time, And yet the bank's sloppy mismanagement allowed that to go on. And I thought, well, when AUSTRAC came to light with this money laundering, I thought, well, surely there's going to be a Royal Commission set just because of that. I mean, they were unbelievable where they were not reporting appropriately to the regulators to say, hey, here's an amount of money, $10,000, that's being sent overseas. So huge problems with that.
I might circle back to that in a moment, Alan, but we'd just like to touch on some of the effects of the Banking Royal Commission for Everyday Australians. I must admit I'm sort of no expert in the banking industry itself, but some are claiming, in spite of what Treasurer Scott Morrison has said, there may be a, the banking inquiry may actually force higher interest rates. Are we likely to see any roll-on effects for Everyday Australians?
I really don't. I'm not an expert from that perspective either. From my research into this, this is not the key issue. If we were to see an increase, it may be about 0.5%. Some of the pundits are saying when I listen to some of the radio programs and podcasts around this, but that is not the major issue. The major issue is to bring these organisations to heel, so that interest rates eventually are held down consistently over a long period of time. It could be short-term suffering for long-term fruition, so that we have less interest rates where we can trust these major institutions.
Mm.
They're nowhere near as trustworthy as what they were 3 and 4 decades ago when I was in my 20s.
Well,
lending was much more responsible, but now the behaviour is totally irresponsible.
Mm. Obviously, that is a huge concern there, sort of predatory lending. I'd just like to sort of wrap up, Alan. What kind of ramifications would we likely be to see for banks that have cases of alleged misconduct or unethical practices like those kinds of lendings? I mean, you mentioned there we've seen sort of inquiries before and, criminal acts being perpetrated where really there's been nobody gone to jail, nobody really punished for these kind of actions. What ramifications would you like to see for banks that have cases of alleged misconduct?
The first point that I make is I think the terms of reference will be expanded over a period of time. I do not think this Royal Commission is going to report in 14 months. There's too much bad behaviour, unethical behaviour, too much fraud to sort of suggest that's going to occur. What's actually going to happen is when people go to a Royal Commission and they're asked to tell the truth, they must. Because if somebody else gets is scared about all of this and they perjure themselves, they can be looking at jail. So what's going to happen in this Royal Commission is it's going to unearth more information when we lift the bonnet by saying to people, if you do not tell the truth, you could be referred to the courts for perjuring yourself and actually lying. Now, if they get a criminal offence for that, that is the end of their career. They could not work in the finance sector. They couldn't work for a university. They might be a farm labourer if they were lucky. This puts the frighteners in people, and this will unearth a whole lot of bad information. And then eventually, out of this Royal Commission, we could end up with some corporations that are a little bit more honest in their dealings with their clients.
Alan, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time chatting with us about this one this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for your program, Sean. Much appreciated.
That was Alan Montague, Senior Lecturer in Management at RMIT, discussing with us the Banking Royal Commission, what it could mean for the financial industry.